Across Tucson, the business community is reacting with surprise to the firing of city manager Mike Hine. The city council vote occurred on Tuesday, and as Christopher Conover reports, the decision generated immediate controversy.
Well, I think it is safe to say I was certainly a little surprised.
That's former Tucson city manager Mike Hine talking about his dismissal from his job. However, 2 days after being let go, Hine says Tucson needs not dwell on this turn of events.
When there are difficult decisions to make, it gets a little awkward. And I would say that while my own personal situation may be a little surprising, I think the community will do very well, and there's a lot of good people committed to the future of the community.
Hine says he doesn't wish anybody ill and right now is focusing on spending time with his family and shortly will begin figuring out the next phase of his professional life. However, despite Hine's call for the community to move on, there are still strong feelings about his dismissal. Tucson developer Don Diamond is not happy, calling the whole thing dysfunctional.
Just like I face a lot of decisions, it's a way. It's a style. It's exactly that day. Do you come out with something? So there may have been enough reasons because I wasn't down there all the time. I've just heard secondary things. So I'm not defending it. It's the way it was done. And now we're disoriented and we have no game plan.
When it comes to game plans downtown, attention definitely turns to Rio Nuevo. The legislature is threatening to strip much of the project's money, and Southern Arizona's delegation has spent much of this year's legislative session fighting to keep that funding in place. State Representative Steve Farley says he thinks Hine's removal actually could help matters in Phoenix.
I think that this could be a positive outcome. Completely changing the day-to-day management of Rio Nuevo could be exactly what this project needs. Some of those people in the legislature have been suggesting that the legislature should take over the day-to-day management of Rio Nuevo, and that, to me, is completely stupid. I cannot imagine that a legislature that can barely manage its own house would be any better at managing the redevelopment of downtown Tucson. However, I think now that we're changing the management in Tucson, I think there's an opportunity for the Rio Nuevo Board to reassert itself and potentially hiring a very experienced project manager from the private sector who would be able to really put things together and do it quickly. And from what I hear, that's something that the council is committed to doing. So I think we could really be heading towards a much better outcome because of what happened this week, not in spite of.
The city must now begin a search for its 24th city manager. And time is of the essence. The interim city manager is due to retire this fall. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.
And now with a commentary, here's Tucson Weekly senior writer Jim Nensel.
You're $80 million in the hole. Rio Nuevo is tanking. You can't even hire a police chief. So if you're the Tucson City Council, what do you do to the manager who's holding your troubled city together? You fire him. It's not Mike Hine's fault that the city is caught up in the worst economic conditions since the Great Depression. In fact, Tucson is weathering the current economic storm better than many other cities in Arizona. But that small fact was evidently lost on council members Karen Ulick, Rahina Romero, Steve Leal, and Shirley Scott, who gave Hine the axe this week. I can't say I'm surprised by council members Leal and Scott. Those two want to fire every city manager. But all this talk from council members Ulick and Romero about transparency and accountability seems to be a cover for a personality clash with the manager. I'm not saying Mike Hine was perfect. He rubbed some people the wrong way, and he made some bad calls. But the council could hardly have picked a worse time to pull the trigger, especially since they don't seem to have a real plan about what to do next. For the time being, they're elevating his deputy, Mike Letcher, to the top spot. Unfortunately, Mr. Letcher is set to retire in 6 months, so it doesn't look like he'll be sticking around. So the next step is to find somebody new. Maybe it'll be somebody local. Maybe they'll do a national search. Who knows? Not the council members I've talked to. When they finally find a manager who's willing to work under these conditions, it's going to take her months to figure out how the city ticks. That means anything that was underway, like, for example, downtown revitalization, has probably been set back by a year. And if council members think that firing Hine is going to help save Rio Nuevo up at the legislature, then I've got a rainbow bridge over the Santa Cruz to sell them. Oh, wait, they already spent $15 million on that. Firing Mike Hine isn't changing horses midstream. It's shooting the horse in the head because he told you the water was getting deep. This is Jim Nintzel from the Tucson Weekly.